ABC News.
Tweeong Fitzpatrick with the top stories. Parts of New South Wales remain at risk of flash flooding as an intense low-pressure system continues to lash the coast with heavy rain and damaging winds. Flood warnings are in place for a number of rivers and waterways, including the Hawkesbury and Nepean rivers in Sydney and the Shoalhaven and St George's Basin on the south coast. 34 flood warnings and 7 evacuation warnings are currently in place, and more than 30,000 homes are without power. A childcare advocacy group is reiterating its calls for a national childcare commission to regulate the sector and address gaps between states and the Commonwealth. It comes after 26-year-old Melbourne childcare worker Joshua Brown faces more than 70 charges, including sexual assault and producing child abuse material. Police have charged a second man today. The offences relate to 8 alleged victims at the Creative Garden Early Learning Centre in Point Cook. Industry body, the Parenthood CEO, says the regulatory and oversight mechanisms haven't been able to keep up with growth in the early education sector. And the opposition says a Qantas cyber breach serves as a stark reminder for all Australian businesses to protect customer data. Qantas says it's continuing to investigate the attack on a third-party platform that contains the records of 6 million customers. ABC News.